I don't think there is a human being on the planet unless they've been so totally beat up. I don't think there's a human being on the planet that doesn't want love. Not just the paternal sense, not just the familial expression of it, but love in the sense of the action that brings about the end of separateness, of loneliness, of doubt and fear. If a man or a woman will remain with that wish that they have for a love that releases them from the prison of the particular, of that picky, selfish nature, if a person will persist and hold on to that love, they will find out that what gave them that wish that they have to know that unimpeded wholeness, wished it from within them for them. And it's as that revelation takes place that the wish that you have for love was wished before you even knew you existed as a human being. It's as that grows clear to you that everything else begins to take its place, including, and this is directly for some of you, including that terrible, terrible sense of hopelessness that travels with you everywhere you go. Love has no time. It cannot be bound. And it wants more for you than you can imagine in any given moment where you try to figure out how you can be loved. To be true to your wish to know love means you must be true to everything that love will show you about yourself. And if you reject what love shows you about yourself because you believe that love would never show you such a thing, the part of you that rejects the revelation is not born of love, but born of self-centeredness and something that will keep you from knowing what wants you to have that which is timeless. I know there are times, believe me, I know there are times when it seems so distant, impossible, when one looks at oneself and judges oneself for the corruption of their own character, for their weaknesses, for their inability to put truth first, any one of 100,000 different thoughts that scream through the mind saying, there's nothing in you sufficient to this task. But I tell you that you can have a million voices raging. And those voices that rage inside of the individual that promise nothing but the continuing pain of an unfulfilled life, they are nothing compared to the one sound, the one moment in which an individual hears, if you will, senses inside of themselves that love would never bring you to this life, give you what it's given you without a reason for doing it. And you find the reason for the revelation, and you'll find the love that gave you the revelation.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.